From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
It's great to be back with you again. We have got a show today that is absolutely packed with information. I think this may be the first podcast we've ever done that has got information for Walmart suppliers, aspiring Walmart suppliers, and a little something for Walmart service providers, too. Let me tell you about it. We are going to be discussing some recent Walmart announcements that some suppliers may have missed because they didn't come down through the traditional retail link communication channels. Also, we're going to discuss changes at Walmart.com, as well as some new tools and new programs for aspiring Walmart suppliers. A lot of stuff to unpack, so let's dig right into it. Joining me back on the podcast this week to cover all of these updates is 8th & Walton President and CEO, Mr. Jeff Clapper. Jeff, thank you so much for taking time to do this, sir.
Thank you, Jared. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, Jeff, first of all, let's talk about current Walmart suppliers. There was a shipping and labeling update that went out a few months ago, and I think a lot of suppliers may have missed this because it didn't go out through the regular retail link communication channel. What is the new labeling expectation for Walmart suppliers?
You're absolutely right. The requirements came out kind of quietly late February, just a couple months ago now, and essentially, there was just a lot of clarification, and broadly speaking, several of their recommendations moved from recommended to required. For example, case labels, how many case labels now two required per each adjacent side of a case, just to give you a specific example, but just a lot more detail, but also more over, it was really about moving things from recommendations to requirements. So Walmart continuing to really set themselves up to flow product more reliably, consistently through the system, and saying, hey, a lot of these things are no longer just recommendations, but this is for everyone's benefit. We're going to make these requirements now.
And I want to remind everyone that if you have any questions about these updates, or you know, if you need clarification or want to kind of stay on top of them, I've got a link out in our podcast description. You can contact one of our Walmart advisors here at 8th & Walton. We'll bring you up to speed on the new requirements. Speaking of things that kind of go under the radar, let's talk about Walmart.com for a second, because things are constantly changing out there for suppliers. And I think one thing that some Walmart suppliers may have missed is that, once again, the content on Walmart.com is changing. What do we know about that?
Sure. Probably one of the big things is that the ability to have video with your items is starting to come back. And it's kind of how, where, why that's rolling out is varied. But I think what we're primarily suggesting to suppliers is if you have video content on your items, be ready to put it out again. And if not, if you don't have that content today, do start getting it ready, because that option should become available to you in the near future.
Yeah, the video content's really powerful. So that's exciting to see that coming back. I want to talk now about this unique category of Walmart suppliers that our group hears from quite a bit. And, you know, Jeff, these are the suppliers that they just got their approval to do business with Walmart, but they haven't really set up their items yet, and they haven't even made their first shipment. They may have just got their first yes from Walmart, and now 8th & Walton has a free resource for them. Tell us about this free download and what was the inspiration behind it.
Sure. Yeah, no, glad to. We're really excited about this. We, as you said, we hear from a lot of suppliers right after a buyer has said, yes, I would like to start carrying your product in my category. And that's kind of, you know, of course, very exciting for a growing company to get that yes from a buyer. And they do the happy dance in the parking lot or maybe, you know, on their private Zoom after. And then it's like, oh, great. Now what do we have to do? And there's just a ton of questions and process that you have to start to figure out. And there's a lot of different things to cover, as you said, item setup, factory audits, your vendor agreement with Walmart, EDI, and just it goes on and on. And so we recognized that this was a big need for those growing brands that are at that place with Walmart. And so we put together very straightforward, what we were calling sort of a new Walmart supplier checklist. And it is just that. And it kind of goes step by step, just a couple pages long at a high level. What are the main boxes that you're going to have to check? we, you know, at that level of depth, we don't get into how that can be done. We're glad to help answer those questions in a further conversation. But even just to give you kind of a roadmap, so to speak, of what are the main boxes you're going to have to check in the journey from, you know, basically where the buyer has said yes, all the way to where your product is selling. And then beyond that, starting to set yourselves up and get ready for your next full line review as an ongoing supplier to Walmart. And how can you position yourselves to make that renewal conversation go as successfully as possible? So it's all the steps that suppliers need to be ready to cover. And it was really fun to put that together with the team. And we're glad to be able to put that out there as a resource for the whole supplier community.
Yeah, and I think even Walmart aspiring Walmart suppliers that, you know, have not even had their first meeting, that'd be a great free download just so they can understand the reality of when they get that yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone in another walk of life talks about, you know, you can't call an Uber if you don't know where you are. And, and I think that kind of applies here. Like, you're going to have the best conversation, the most chance of success with Walmart, even if you haven't started that yet, if you have a good handle on where you are and the work that's going to be required. And so if you can walk into, even prepare for your first conversation with Walmart, knowing what work lies ahead, or maybe even having some of that done already, it really sets you up for a successful launch with them.
And we've also got some great news for those suppliers that are not currently working with Walmart, but, you know, would like to work with Walmart, specifically suppliers that are in the beauty category. Walmart launched a new initiative called Walmart Start. So, Jeff, what exactly is Walmart Start for anyone that doesn't know? And how is 8th and Walton involved?
Yeah, we're super excited about this too. Walmart Start is as you mentioned, it's for growth brands in the beauty category. And Walmart is looking to really encourage and create a really positive environment for growing brands to launch at mass with Walmart. And they're giving a lot of extra capacity, resource, support, guidance to brands that are committing to launch with Walmart in the beauty department. And so 8th and Walton is thrilled to be one of the providers in the space of helping these new brands launch. Several have been selected in this first round, and so we're just really pleased, proud to be involved in the conversation and helping Walmart officially onboard and launch these new suppliers.
So with this podcast, I think we've covered just about everybody in the Walmart supplier world, from aspiring to just got the yes to current suppliers. One group of businesses that work with Walmart and Walmart suppliers that we also have some interesting news for: Walmart service providers. Mm-hmm. So there may be somebody listening who would like to get their information in front of our audience of Walmart merchants and Walmart suppliers. And now we're going to open up some opportunity for them to be featured in our media. What do we have for service providers that we can kind of help talk about their services for Walmart suppliers and Walmart?
Sure. Great. Glad you're asking. For the audience that's listening as a product supplier to Walmart, you know, we have really focused in on providing helpful content in conversations like this one, and articles and downloads and everything else. But there are also a lot of terrific service providers who provide valuable solutions to product companies like those. So by creating all this content, we recognize that's, you know, we can help kind of create a dialogue between the product companies and the service providers to those product companies. So to the extent that you know, maybe it's a software analysis platform, maybe it's a packaging company, promotions, execution on shelves, any company that is selling services to product companies, we really have Jared and a whole team of people have just done a tremendous job of building connectivity with the Walmart supplier community. And so to the service providers out there, we're glad to talk about how this channel of communication that we've been fortunate to build, if it's beneficial to you in reaching that same audience, we're glad to talk about how we can partner up on sponsorship and reach within that supplier community.
And if you are a service provider and you'd like more information about that, I've got a link out in our podcast description where you can contact us and we can talk about how you can get your ad in our daily newsletter, how you can sponsor this podcast and various other media platforms, our social media, and we can promote your services. Jeff Clapper, thank you so much for being on the podcast again, sir.
Thank you, Jared. It's always a pleasure.